Tzadik Aleph, Rav Yosef Zayin. We all know that without Rishayim we can't learn Gemara. Imagine you take a Gemara with no Rashi or Tosfos, no clue what's going on in the Gemara. The question is, what happens when you have a Gemara and the Rishayim have a tremendous variation in that pshat in the Gemara? So Baruch Hashem, most of the time it doesn't happen. But Tziv Zayin presents extraordinary chumris in Hilchis Basa B'Cholov, at least the one situation of Hilchis Basa B'Cholov, based on the fact that Rishayim have an argument over how to teach a Gemara, and the differences between them are great. The Gemara appears to be simple enough. It's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yubeis Amid Aleph, which ironically is coming to teach a Kula. It tells us about a Kula, but from the Kula comes out a certain Chumris. The Gemara brings an incident. Ahu bar guzla denofa lakata dekimcha. About a pigeon that fell and apparently drowned in a kad, in a pitcher, the kimcha of kutuch. Now, kutuch is mentioned very often in Shas because kutuch is made in part from sour milk and breadcrumbs and salt. I don't know what the other ingredients are, but Lamai said it's nogeya because of the salt, it's nogeya because of the breadcrumbs, tilchas chametz, and it's nogeya because of the sour milk in it, to the halachis of both Chalav Akum and Basa B'Chalav. So here a bird fell into a kad of Kutach. Sharye Reb Chinana B'Rei D'Rava V'Pashron Yad. They died in there, yeah, it's right. So Reb Chinana B'Rei D'Rava from Pashron Yad was Matir. He said that it's Mutter. Now, obviously, the bird was not cooked. It was a live bird that flew in. It was neither cooked, nor hot, nor salted. Right? It was a live bird that flew in. What? Oh, you're right. It would have been the Vela. So I have to take it back. So perhaps it was not a bird that flew in. I take it back. I attached it wrong then. How about Guzla Naflakada? That means that it was... Sorry, I take it back. It must have been a piece of a shechted bird. But it's a shechted bird. But nevertheless, it was raw, and it was raw, and it was cold. That's another story. Okay. So again, harba guzla nafal kada dekimcha. There was a pigeon. You're right. It had to be shechted, and it fell into this milk, and he was matter it. So that part is good.
What was the status of the milk? Was it hot?
The milk was cold. It was cold milk.
And
the bird apparently was cold. Amar Rav, the bird, they're both cold. The story, since he was matir, everyone agrees, the story was that it was cold. Amar Rav, man chacham lemishri ki agavna ilav rachidna b'rei d'ravim pashrunya. There's somebody who is bright as this man to be matir, this bird. Now we read this Gemara, we say, how bright do you have to be? It's a cold meat and cold milk, you take it out and you wash it off. He says, no. Man chochim lemishri ki agavnei lav rav chidna b'rei d'ravim pashrunya. Kesavar. Ki yama shmuel maliach ariyu kareseyach. We learned last week the rule that maliach kareseyach. And remember, the kutach has salt in it. So hani mili hecha da'enai nechal machmas malchai. As we said last week. It has to be salted so much that a person wouldn't eat it because it's too salty. Aval hai kutcha harei nechal machmas malchai. But this kutach, even though it has salt in it, but the salt doesn't make it inedible, and therefore it doesn't have a din of maliach reseach, and therefore he was a chacham and he was matir. So far, so good. What? He was matir the bird and the kutach. Why not? It was cold. No, it's going to be clear that you'll see in a second. It's going to be clear that it was matir the bird. So the Gemara goes on. Vahani mili.
How long was it in?
That was not kavush, obviously. Vahani mili chai. And this is all talking that the bird was raw. It was not cooked. Aval tzli boi klipa. But tzli needs klipa. How do you translate aval tzli? So here the Rishayim have a disagreement. Does tzli mean if it's hot? If it would be hot, roasted hot. The Ramah is going to say when it says here tzli, it's lavda afka tzli. It means mavushal also, afui also. So how do you mean lichai? Aval tzli boi klipa. So the first machlaikis is, does he mean hot? If he means hat, all right, that's such a bichidish. We learned already that tatoy gavar, the mekalei bala, and if a piece of hot meat falls onto a piece of cheese or into milk, it means klipa. Other rishonim say it means cold. Now, if it means cold, then he's telling us some kind of chidish. That sleeve, that roasted meat, is somehow softer, and it absorbs even cold. Now, that would be a tremendous chidish. But that's not all. The ispe pili kulei aser. And if it has cracks in it or holes in it, as is the tendency of cooked meat. Cooked meat is not smooth, except maybe salami. But you take a piece of roast beef; it's got pili, it's got cracks in the texture. Kulei aser. Now again, what's he going on? Is he saying ispe pili kulei aser even if it's cold, or is he saying ispe pili kulei aser only if it's hot? We'll have to see. V'im mituvel betavlin kulei aser. In the third chuk, if it's spiced, mituvel betavlin, if it's spiced up, also kulei aser. It also goes the bekulei. And again, does he mean if it's hot, which normally goes kedei klipa, and if it's mituvel betavlin, it goes bekulei? Or does he mean that mituvel betavlin itself is something to be machmir about? So this is the issue here. Is that the Gemara expresses three chumras. Sli needs klipa, pili is kulei aser, mitzvah betavlin is kulei aser. Three chumras. And the question that we have to deal with is, what is the case of these three chumras? Are these three chumras talking dafka hat, which obviously is the more lenient way to learn the Gemara, that we're machmer only when it's hot, or even when it's cold? So this is the issue here in this sif. There are not two, but three shittas on pshat in this Gemara. And to compound the difficulty, the Mechaber paskens like one shita, the Ramah paskens like another shita, and the Gra paskens like a third shita. So that even la halacha lemaisa, this becomes an extraordinarily confusing issue. It comes up where a person has a milk in the refrigerator that drips, and it drips onto a lower shelf, and there's meat on the lower shelf. Now, if the husband is home and not his wife, he asks a shayla. If the wife is home, imagine the wife is home and milk drips on meat, you know, no chance. But we understand that we go according to the halacha. What is the halacha of meat if milk drips on cold meat? Does the saltiness of the kutach have anything to do with it? Is also an issue. That's also an issue which we'll see in the Shach and the Chabbos Das shortly.
One second.
But the kutach in the Gemara's case,
right.
The
kutach was
in the refrigerator.
This is meat.
Right.
It's not salty.
You mean it's raw?
No, it's not raw.
Oh, but the question is, are we machmir on sli even if it's? But the Ramos says, "Who I did offer you mavushal." He says, "It's me offer you mavushal." The same idea. And so, all right. So that's a second question, which you can see in the Shach, as to whether all these chumris are dafka by kutach, which at least has some salt in it, or even by regular milk that drips out of a container. And okay, so these are the issues of Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. With which the Siman Tzadik Aleph ends, and we're going to try to go b'seder. Although, when you take everything together, it does get somewhat confusing. Let's start with the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber Kedarkei B'Kodesh has the great deplatzes to paskin like the most kula dika Shita, and that's how he begins. Hadim efaginon beinechas ma'nechol machmas molchay. This, which we say there's a difference if something is salted to the extent that it wouldn't be eaten. And in that case, it's Maliach HaRiseach, which we had last week. To something which is not considered salted. Hanimili b'basar chai. That's all talking by raw meat. Avol tzli reiseach. You see here, he adds the word reiseach to the Gemara. He says the most kulantic sheet of the three, that the Gemara is talking about tzli reiseach, tzli which is hot, shenofal lemaliach, that fell into something salted, afilu nechal machmas malchai, and boy klipa, even if it's only salted, as nechal machmas malchai, Shas says it means even if it's not nimlach. Boy klipa. It needs klipa. Why does it need klipa? Hot meat falls into cold milk. So it's klipa because tatoi gavar. Because we say that when a hot thing is on top of a cold thing. So we had earlier in Sif Gimel and Dalet that if hot meat goes on cold cheese, it needs klipa. And there I didn't want to talk about milk. It was a little confusing there. People kept on bringing up milk. I said, well, they're not going to talk about milk. Mechaba holds there's no difference, milk and cheese. We're going to see to now that not everyone agrees. If hot meat goes on a piece of cold cheese, hush, it needs kedek klipa, no machlokes. Hot meat goes into cold milk. So we're saying now that it's boy klipa, that it needs klipa, which also lechayra is pashut. Tatoi gavar, and the tatoi is cold, and it's boy klipa. So this is the shita of the Rashba here in the Gemara, and it's Rashi Shita, although Rashi is not a Chulin. Yishach brings that it's Rashi and Psachim who brings this Gemara and holds that the most Kuladika Shita, the Gemara is talking only about hat, and hat it needs klipa v'yesh boi b'koyim. If in addition, not only is it hat but it also has cracks, aishu matuvel b'tavlim v'utzli reseach kulei asim. So this halacha that tatoi gavar and it only goes kedei klipa does not apply if they are bekoyim. Bekoyim are cracks through which it can penetrate better. Oy metubal betavli, or it's spiced. Now Rashi says that the spicing is meracheches habasar, it softens the meat, and then when it's hot kulay aser. And the Ramah is who I didn't offer you mavush.
It has to be hot and spicy.
To be kulay aser, it has to be hot and spicy. No, this is all. The whole discussion here is on the meat. The milk is going to be mutter in all cases because it's only a nesek de klipa, and it's never a klipa. You mean because the Gemara is talking about the kutach? You mean does the salt add to the heat? Okay, take a look in Chav Beis in the Shach. He answers your question. The Shach and Chav Beis says afilu nechal machmas malchay einei mechuvin. The language is not precise. The adifam and ahavala hashminan could have said a bigger chiddush afilu lo nimlach klal. Even if it's not salted at all, even the huray seyach, since the meat is hot, kedin kol cham letayt zaynin to buy a klipa. Of course, it needs klipa. Tzarach loyma mishum dekivan de nechal machmas malchay. Since the din of something that's not salted at all, or that's salted and echad machmas malchay is identical, therefore the mechaber wasn't mechalik. But here we're talking even if no afilu is very good because it will be einay echad machmas malchay zichas k'smuyah kareseyah. See, even if it's echad machmas malchay, it's still aser. You might think it's more. There's normally a kareseyah. Okay, so we stop here. The Mechaber Shita is simple. As a matter of fact, the only problem with the Mechaber Shita is, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Hot falls into cold. So, it's Aser? It's Aser Kedei Klipa? What's the Chiddush? So, either the Chiddush is that Bekoyim and Metul B'Tavlin is Kulei Aser, or the Chiddush is, and this that when we say Eloi and Tatoi, you might argue, if I have a container of milk, a pan of milk, and a piece of hot meat falls into it, so the Rav tells you, it's only Asa Kedek Klipa, the Eloi Gavar. You'll tell him, but 1 minute, I'm looking at the meat, now it's settled into the pan, now it's the meat is on bottom, The milk is already covering the meat. Does that remain Eloy and Tatoi? When you put meat on cheese, it stays on top. In milk, it sinks in. Well, so the answer is that that's what it says here, that it needs only Kedei Klipa, because the relationship is Eloy and Tatoi, and since the milk is B'mekayma, I think is the Shas Lashon, the Shach and Chav Gimel, that since it's B'mekayma, the milk is Tatoi, the meat is Eloy, the Chiddush is that even though it settles into it, it still has a din of Eloy and Tatoi.
You have the double gush, the bottom part is on top. You know, it's hitting on top. When it sinks in, and the meat comes up, the milk comes on top of it, then the milk is there, then the milk.
So that's the chiddush of this Gemara. That even though in the Shachov Gimel, in the first wide line, Kimish Nafal Techacholov, Havalek Kamla Tetzainan, Afal Pisha Tzli Shekel Techacholov, Acholov Tzof Alatzli, Einaikit Sainal Techan, Cholshu Bimakaimai, Gaiver, Umekair, Hatzli Shenafal Techa, Hilkap Laklipa Sagi, Akam Shen Harashba. So the Rashba, who's this sheet, is saying that's the Chiddush. So there is a Chiddush in this case, that when meat falls into milk, even though it sinks into the milk, it still remains a relationship of Eloi of Tatoi Gavar and the bottom is called. So this is the Mechaber Shita. Until now we're okay. We haven't learned any bichumras here, and everything is fine.
Why is it
Rama?
Why is it over here by Maliha?
Because we just talked about Maliha Kareseya. Well, you know the Shemar Fraz that follows the Gemara, and this is brought in the Gemara in the case of Maliha Kareseya.
So it should have some chiddush to do with it. This would have nothing to do with Maliha.
It has nothing to do with Maliha.
I wonder if this is over both hot. When it's over the bottom of the hot, I mean it's just...
Right. Ramah, V'yei Shaimrim, Tafilu hein tzaynimim dina hachi. The Ramah says 1 minute. There are some who hold, and he calls the beginning of Rama. Who adin afi yom avoshel? Okay, the Rama begins when we say tzli. It's not dafka tzli. Who adin something baked or something cooked? All the dinim of the mechaber apply. So that's simple enough. The v'yeshayimrim holds afilu hein tzaynenim dina hachi. That even if they're cold, the halacha is the same. And what is that halacha? That if it's tzli, it's also kedei klipa. And if it's tzli tzaynin, I mean, if it had been roasted and now it's cold, so he learns that when the Gemara says tzli is also kedei klipa, bang, we're talking about cold. And when it says a chumra b'koyim asis b'kulay, he's talking about cold. So here, the Yeshayimrim says, the Hefsed Merubah, you can be relying on the Mechaber. But by an Hefsed Merubah, he says that you have to be Machmir, this extraordinary Chumrah, that cold meat, which comes into contact with cold milk, is... If it's tzli, which softens the meat, if you saw raw meat or raw chicken, you know raw chicken is doesn't have bekayim. It's very smooth. It's not like meat. Meat is rachich. Meat has a certain softness to it. So the chumra here is that cold, roasted or cooked meat is by layak de klipa, and that if it has bekayim or tavlin, in addition to being cooked, then it goes bakulai. So that if in your refrigerator you have milk that drips, let's first talk about spills, we'll talk about drips later. Let's say milk which spills on meat, so you would assume you could just rinse off the meat and it's kosher. Because cold and cold, you just rinse things off. Saying now not so quick. If it's raw, you just rinse it off and it's mutter. But if it's cooked, that it is kedei klipa, and if it's cooked plus it has bekayim or it's matol b'tavlin, then no. If it's cooked plus, if it's reseach plus either matol b'tavlin or bekayim, then it's kulayas. So in other words, there are two steps: tzli goes kedei klipa, If the tzli also has the koyim, was metovah betavlin, then it goes bekulay. Cold. Like I say, it's extraordinary chumrah. Yeah.
How much is
So that's an important question. Why does it mean metovah betavlin? So here we have at least a glimpse of hope. We have a kula in a sif, which is a kulay extraordinary chumrah. The Chavis Das here in Sadik Aleph brings the Beis Lechem Yehuda. It's rare that he quotes the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Beis Lechem Yehuda was somewhat of a controversial cipher, but he quotes in Sukkot and Tezvav a Beis Lechem Yehuda Kosav Debinon Shaloy Yehei Nechal Machmas Tipuloy. It has to be so spiced up that people would not eat it because it's too spicy. Now, if you're not going to eat it, why are you telling me it's mutter? Yeah, it's just because you're going to rinse it off now. You're going to rinse it off, you know. You go to a Mexican restaurant, a kosher, and you buy something and you take it home and you rinse it off so that you can eat it. And so that's what he's saying. Bina shalo yehei nechol machmas tibulay. That's what he says. He also writes, the stapek, what are tavlin? What are spices? What exactly constitutes spices? The stapek, melach, v'shadvarim charifim, kugon shumun u'b'tzolim, dinon ketavlin. Are onions spices, a garlic, they're vegetables, but they're used to spice food, to give food a spicy taste.
That's when you're cooking, not before you're cooking.
That is... So the question is, what constitutes spice? Is it only things that people call spices, or is it anything that's used to spice up food? Anything used to flavor the meat? It's kamatna nogeya because we don't make it einay necho machmas tibuloi. So as far as how long is it kamatna nogeya, there happens to be a very similar suffix in Hilchas Shabbos. As you know, we machmir the klisheni on Shabbos that we have a Kabbalah that a klisheni does not cook except dvarim that are kalim l'spashel, kalei abishel, things that cook very easily. So we machmir, we don't put things in a klisheni, because we're afraid things are kalei abishel. But we do know that two things don't cook in a klisheni. Water. The Gemara says water doesn't cook. Let's say you have a hot tea and you want to add some water to cool it, so you're allowed to in a klisheni. The chumrah klisheni doesn't apply to mayim, and also doesn't apply to tavlin, to spices. Question is, what are spices? Is a lemon a spice? What? Spices are dafka not kalei abishel. Spices you're allowed to put in a klisheni. So the question becomes, what constitutes spices for this kula? Now, most of us, it doesn't come up much, because what are we going to spice? All right, maybe you have some chicken soup, you want to add something to it. All right, so it could happen. So you could add pepper. Pepper is certainly spices. Question is, there's a suffix there as well, whether something like a lemon, with which you're metavel, it's a lemon, no one eats lemon. Lemon is used to spice up, to enhance taste. So whether that is included in tavlin, I believe, if I recall correctly, that this is an area where the Chazanish has a kula in Hilchas Shabbos, and he holds that he doesn't like that the Paiskim say we're not pekiyim in tavlin. He says the whole klisheni is a chumrah. And anything that is called tavlin, you can be makel. If I recall correctly, I think he's makel even on lemon in a klisheni that you can put it in. Anyway, that's the suffix here, what metovel betavlin is. For us, the main chumrah here is the bekoyim chumrah. Because the metovel betavlin, that something should be so spicy, it's eni nechal machmas tibula, is rare. And on the other hand, bekoyim, meat has bekoyim, chicken has bekoyim.
So cooked chicken
has bekoyim. However, if milk drips on a piece of chicken and the skin is intact, the skin does not have bekoyim. And if you see that the milk is only on the skin, you can peel off the skin, throw it out. You should probably rinse it first just to make sure you don't peel off the skin and push the milk onto the meat. And then you peel off the skin, you throw out the skin, and then you...
People cook very long.
All right, I don't know, you know, I don't know how much your wife cooks it, but every piece of meat I ever got is the chicken becomes a little stringy. It has, I think it has what we would call the bekoyim. Meat, certainly. I think chicken also.
Meat, definitely.
Right. Maybe the truth is when you grill a piece of chicken, I don't know if it has bakayim. It tends to. It's part of his suffix, his talent. It's part of the suffix of the chatzdas. He says melach oishum of its own. Yeah, okay. But yes, kutach is a liquid, right? This entire chumra is only on liquid. Yeah, this entire chumra. Yes. Okay, so this is the sheet of the Mechaber and the sheet of the Ramah. Now, there's one additional question, and that is whether the Gemara, which brought an incident that happened with Kutach, is Dafka or Lav Dafka. Maybe this whole Chumra is only if it falls into a milk where there's salt also in the equation. Because the case of the Gemara was Kutach, which has salt in it. Even the Mechaber talks about Nechal Machos Malchay, but there's some salt. Is this even if something has zero salt? So the Chavis Das in Sivkot and Chav Hey, says the following. Now, I'll read it with you. It's interesting, when the Chavis Das brings the Shach, the Chavis Das writes that the Shach is Mesupik. If it's Dafka with salt, or even without salt. I might not have read the Shach that way. Let's read the Shach. Yesh Oimrim, Chav Hei. It's going on the Ramah, the Ramah's Chumrah. Yesh Oimrim, Afila Hei Tzayin, and Dim Dina Hachi, Mishum Kivan, the Nitzla, I Nefai Nisbashal. Once it's roasted, baked, or cooked, Afagav the Tzayin Hu, even though it's presently cold, Rachich, it's softened, Ubeilaya, and it absorbs. Umashu devei apayskim, the ein chiluk bei nimlach ktsas shedechal machmas malchay, ubein lo nimlach klal. That there's no difference if it has some salt in it or it has no salt at all. Lo oilam betzlit sainen nami dina hachi. Lo oilam betzlit sainen. The halacha is this way: bechei masik marshal besifrei sham, and that is the maskana of the marshal. Because of Agos Maim and Isham, the Makamak and Machal of Mutter, as I mentioned earlier, the milk we're not talking about, that's certainly Mutter. Layamin and the Maflit Hatzli, I offer Yamavushal. We don't say it brings out taste from a cold piece of Tzli, offer Yamavushal. Vive, Bisavahet, Mataraschata, Shamadin, the Machal of Maluach, Isaac Cotton as well. So, the Shach appears to say that there's no difference if there is salt there or if there's no salt there. The Chavis Das writes that the Shach is Mesupik, and therefore, Bevs and Meruba, you can be Mekul and rely on the Mokula Dikashitas. But, what? Well, when it's hot, as I mentioned before, we learned the other week, 2 weeks ago, that when it's Nevar Aklipa, when a Klipa is lost, we're Mekul on the liquid.
How can you see the subject? From Chav Bey, the Shach is Zichah Mashmah.
Is it Chav Zichah Mashmah?
There's no
Chilzah. In the Mechaber sheet, he's Zichah saying there's no Chilzah. But in the Mechaber, it's hot. Of course there's no Chilzah.
But his Lashon is that there's no difference between
I'll tell you why. Because when something is hot, of course there's no difference if it's salt or not. Something is cold, you come with this Chumrah, so we'd love to say, well, he's Nachmir because, you know, to say that this is an extraordinary Chumrah, that cold and cold creates a problem. So we have two sheetahs. Now, where is there room for a third sheetah, you're going to ask?
You'll see
the third sheetah, I'll tell you what he said. Where's there room for a third sheetah? Either the Gemara is talking cold, or the Gemara is talking hot. Mechaber holds the Gemara is talking when it's hot. And he says that only the tat do we have this idea that's belayek de klipa, and with pili v'tavlin it goes b'kula. Ramos says the Gemara is talking when it's cold. That even if it's cold, if it's tzli, it's soft, it's belayek de klipa, and if the tzli is also b'tovel v'tavlin or b'koyim, then it goes b'kula. What is the room for a third shita? So if you turn the page back, we'll look at Shach Chof Aleph. And he brings the three sheetahs. The first shita he brings is the shita we've not yet been introduced to. The shita of the Sefer HaTrumais, which the Gra Yud Ches holds as the Ikar LaHalacha. And where's there room for another chumra? Let's see. Shachof Aleph. Da Shiesh Be'inyin Zeh Gimel Shitas. You should know that in this topic there are three opinions in the Rishayim. Sefer HaTruma V'HaShaorim V'HaRosh V'HaTur V'Maril V'Shar Paisim. He brings a list. So Ivrim, they hold the foul. They have to be medayik in his lashon to see where he's adding a chumrah.
That's one.
This is all one. This is shita number one, which is the opinion of a list of Rishayim. So Ivrim, the basa tzli afilu tzayne shenafa l'chalav afilu nechamach mesmalchai by klipa. Cold roasted meat that falls into milk needs klipa. Vimyesh bebasar bekayim, if the basar also has cracks, aishu metuvel betavlin, afilu hu chai kula yasser, afilu hu chai. Those three words are the chumrah. Even if it's raw, kula yasser. In other words, the Ramah said that if it's tzli, it's klipa. If it's tzli plus either tavlin or pili, then it goes bekulai. Sefer Truma says no. There are two different chumras. Tzli goes to the klipa. Bekoyim and tavlin, even if it's raw, if it has bekoyim, it has it was metuvel of the tavlin, then it's kulayasa. So that it's an additional level of chumra.
That's because the basic thing is that the surface needs to be washed off, and it has bekoyim, and it goes inside, and how do you wash it off?
Exactly. So that's the explanation, but
can you boil a kashrut to him? The same way you say if someone can wash, you rinse it, hold it underneath, wash it, and rinse out whatever's in there.
To rinse out all the cracks.
But by cracks, hold it underneath and hold up and hold. Yeah. Same way it went in.
I understand. We soak it in water.
What?
Now listen carefully. This chumrah of bekoyim, you have to realize, is more chamor than cham. Because when you're cooking a chicken soup and milk falls in, it could be bottled b'shishim. If you have 60 against it, it's bottled, because heat is mespashet b'kulai. Heat spreads things everywhere. By pili, if we're saying it's cold, if it's cold, it's not mespashet b'kulai. So where's the milk? The milk is in a crevice in the chicken somewhere, and we're afraid a person's going to eat it. He's going to start chewing meat. It will have a very interesting taste because they'll bite on a piece. Where in the crevice there's milk. Right. So here, even shishim is not going to help on this chumrah of pili and this chumrah of bekayim, because what's shishim going to do for you if the chashash is that there's a deposit of milk in one spot somewhere in the meat? So what is Samach going to help you? It's not going to help you shishim. So that the chumrah is layla layla. It's extraordinary chumrah. Yes. It's not, heat is mispasha bekulai. Spreads the taste evenly.
Because it's a crevice, but it's in a cleanse.
Right.
It's an actual piece. It never gets.
It's a deposit of milk. It's a drip of milk which penetrated, and we can't find.
Comes out, take this piece of meat and now cook it, so you can
muffin the wheel. Yeah, but you can't be mevatel l'chatchila. But if somebody unbeknownst to say, when you cook it,
with a drop of milk, you can see the drop, you can cut that piece out.
You know, but we're afraid it's in bekayim that we can't find.
No, if you see the drop on top, cut out that.
That area.
That area.
If you know it only fell in one area, cut out that area. You're right. All the way down. Bekayim, how do bekayim work? Do they go sideways underneath? Like if I know it tripped right here, does it go? Bekayim is when you take chicken and it becomes stringy, right? It comes off in
many holes or just a few holes?
You're asking for a scientific explanation of something that. Well, it can't spread more than it has, but
bekayim inside also.
So it can spread sideways also, like Hamas's tunnels, you know, it can go all over the place.
This would apply to beef cuts, like brisket or meat. or London Broil where the beef gets marbleized. Where chili is marbleized, where there's fat.
That's the expression that's used.
Chili, marbleized.
Okay. Like fat.
He's marbleized. Talking in the industry, so.
But a cut like buffalo.
A steak?
But a cut like buffalo or bison is even leaner than chicken. Maybe there's no nekayim
b'kayim in it. The Shulchan Aruch says im yesh by b'kayim, which seems to give us a certain amount of leeway to decide. Now, I've seen raw chicken. I don't think raw chicken has b'kayim. It's extremely smooth. So I've no, I'm very comfortable with it. But I don't know. I don't know. Raw steak does look like it has b'kayim. What about a raw steak? A raw steak looks like it has b'kayim. It seems porous. If the meat itself is porous, has looks like it would absorb water.
Move it around.
If you take a cross section of a roast, you see the fat in it.
If you bend it a little bit, you can see it.
Yeah, cracks in it.
My chick, you won't see that.
No, you don't say this nevela. It's just milk. It's not nas nevela. It's milk in one spot, meat in another spot, but you're not able to separate them. It's cold. There's no chatiha. Now let me explain. There's no chatiha nas nevela here because the meat didn't absorb taste of milk. It's just what happens if it's pitch dark and you can't separate the milk from the meat. So it's not nas nevela, but you can't eat it. The same thing. It's like pitch dark because in the cracks you can't find the milk. So there's milk and there's meat. There's no basa b'chalof here. There's meat and there's milk. It's just that they're hopelessly combined in a way that we can't separate. Rav Feivel Cohn in the Badi HaShulchan has something that's very mistaver. He argues the following about the chumrah of b'kayim. He says Chazal wa machmir for b'kayim, so we have to be machmir that if they are b'kayim, that it's aser. And it says b'feirish afili yesh b'shishim. But he argues that if there's pamayim shishim, if there's twice 60 against the milk, which means it's just drips of milk, that it should be mutter. Why so? Because milk, even if it's deposits of milk, can only give taste into 60 times its size. Now, how much did the milk break up as it fell into pili in the worst case scenario? Hard for me to picture exactly. But worst case scenario, it could spread in so many holes so that it would give taste into someone who's eating 60 times as much meat as the milk. But if you have this up to 60, in other words, 59.9 times, the amount of milk. However, if you have 120 times the milk, see, he tain is that, look, it can only be, the worst case scenario is that it could have broken into such tiny droplets so as to give taste of 60 times its volume of meat. If there are 120 times its volume, so we know that we have here pieces of meat, some are mutter and some are aser. The halacha is that min v'mina is batul b'raiv. Meat is batul b'raiv. If it's yavish b'yavish, if it's dry. So here, it's like somebody who has a piece of meat that has b'kayim stuck into it, and other piece of meat that don't have milk stuck in it, and you don't know which is which. So he argues that it should be batul b'raiv, because it becomes the Isra of Yavish B'Yavish. If it's locked, then it will be batul b'shishim. The whole reason it's aser.
Yavish means individual pieces. Yavish doesn't mean pie.
No, but the concept of Yavish, if Yavish...
Flour, we call it lach, not Yavish.
Yeah, flour we call Yavish, because it's this... It's not Nivlal, because the sections that have milk in its holes don't affect the sections that don't. As long as I know there are more sections that don't than sections that do, I don't know which. So that's every batul b'raiv.
So what was my concern? My concern was when it went in that I might eat a place that I might take a cook. It didn't spread out. It doesn't go in. It's in one place.
Okay.
I'm going to eat a place. Why does it help me if I have three on the dock as much? I still have that piece that I'm worried about.
If I have a piece of nevela and two pieces of kshera,
it's a real piece.
If I have one piece of nevela and two pieces of kosher, I have three rib steaks. One is nevela and two are kosher. It's mutter, right? It's mutter. It's min b'mina. 1 minute. It's min b'mina. So now, if I have three pieces of kosher meat and one of them someone injected nevela, so it's the same thing. It's one and two others, so it's mutter. Now, if someone injected milk into one of the three pieces, it's not, I'm not talking that the meat absorbed the taste of milk. What I'm saying is there are deposits of milk in one of the three pieces. So it should still be mutter. Because the meat, the etzem, is mutter. And therefore, the mixture should be mutter. Now, the argument that lach balach, min b'mina, is not potl is because shemi yavashal v'yitin tam. Here, it won't be mevashal v'yitin tam. Because the meat is not aser, it's only the milk that's aser. And there's more than shishim against it. I'm not saying you should cook it, but to make a gzeirah shemi yavashlan of eating time is not shayah. Be'etzem is three pieces of meat, of which one has deposits of milk and the other two don't. So he argues that if it's 120 times the amount, it'll be mutter, which is enough kamina by drips that drip on a piece of meat to be able to be matir. So what? Right, because you could ask her up to 60. And now, yavesh b'yavesh, you need rav. So you need the 60 sections of Isser should have 61 sections of Heter. The reason I'm not saying 121, I'm saying 120, is because it's not really 60, it's 59.9. So 59.9 sections of Isser, and there are 60.1 sections of Heter, and therefore the Terus is
I have a basic question. If I see a drip, if I see a spill on a piece of meat, I see where it is.
Do you see it where it penetrated underneath?
Yeah, so you cut off a klipa, right?
But what happens if the meat has peelings, has cracks? Cracks don't only go straight down. Cracks go sideways too. And milk is liquid. Liquid could penetrate into it. You know, when you spill milk, it gets all over the place. You know, it doesn't sit in one spot. And liquid spreads. And what? The 120 works based on the concept that it can only. We only have to be chayshish. We only have to be machmir in a volume of meat that the milk, if it's in the pili, could give taste to. That we could taste the meat together with the milk. In a volume that it can't, we don't have to worry. So, in effect, It can't spread to more than 60 times itself. It would break up into sections that are not tasteable if it would break up that much. So it can only, the maximum chomer is it can give taste enough to 60 times what it is, and not more than that.
If I'm in the dark and I have in front of me one piece of cheese and two pieces of meat that are all the same size, same shape, I'm in the dark, I could eat all three.
If it's Eshel of Arer, then you have to be Mavar. But theoretically... Yeah, let's say it's not Asher to make it light, and you have one piece of meat.
One piece of cheese and two pieces of meat, same size, same shape.
Teeth them all together. You could not eat them all together.
It's not a salt, which is rich.
Okay, the first of all, there's a machlokes to the Rosh and the Rashba, but if you can ever eat all three together. But here it's different, because here it's something which will ultimately be misbar. Ultimately, we'll figure out which is milk and which is, it's not lost to the world. It's a suffix sarin yidiyah. So sarin yidiyah is not a suffix. Chazal call it, the Shach calls it dashaitim hizu. That if you can't, if something which people can normally tell and just a person's unable to tell, so it's his, it's what he's missing. But in theory, what you mean is if you would have three pieces of steak and one was injected with pleas of nevela and two or not, that you could eat all three together. But in Torah, you could. Machlekes to Rosh and the Rashba, if lemaisa, if you could eat all three together, that's a simcha of test, you know, whether we're machmer and eating all three together. But min ha-Torah bittul b'raiv is this an asa heter?
I eat one after the other, but I don't know whether I eat milk first or I eat meat first.
Like that's the Metzias, you have three pieces,
right,
and there's no way to be two cheese and one meat.
Yeah, no way to be vavaric.
No way, somehow, no scientific way.
Yeah.
Could you eat all three of them together?
No, even if you eat one of them. Question, did I eat meat first and I can eat meat afterwards, or did I eat meat first and I can have cooked meat?
Typically, we say Issa Nasa Heter. When something is batul b'raiv, the Issa turns into Heter. Now here it's different. Here it's meat and milk. There's some Issa. You ate meat? Yeah, so what you gain is, because we're not talking about bitul lach balach, because it's not in the spash of a kula. It's not batul lach balach. So therefore, there are 60 particles of meat that have milk in them, and all 60 are asr. Now 59 are asr, and one is mutter. That's not enough to be mad there. Because you have 59 sections where milk may have penetrated, and one section where it didn't. So 59 out of 60 sections are asr. It's not enough to be mad there. You would need right against the 59 sections that may have pili of milk. It's a complicated point, and... It's an extension of what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. But again, what it says basically in the Shulchan Aruch, these three shittas that we have, and the Gra in Sifkat Yudches paskins like the Sefer Atrumas, like this Chumrah. The Gra in Yudches writes the Nira Ikka Das Sefer Atrumas towards the end of Yudches. Now, at least we should be at the end of Gra Yudches. The end of Gra Yudches says that Allah is like the Sefer Atrumas. At the very least, I don't think we have to add a chumra on a chumra and say we're not bekiyim what are pili and what are not pili. Like to add a chumra on top of a chumra and say, I don't know bekiyim, at least we can try to be bekiyim and see pili. I think our raw chicken certainly has no pili, the ones that I've seen. It has no cracks, it's very smooth, and meat, raw meat, some appear to have cracks and some don't. So we have here three shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, who holds there's no such kula by kol, there's no such thing as pili v'tavlin by kol, no such thing as rachich, you rinse it off and it's good. The Ramo holds that there's a din of pili only by cooked or roasted meat. And the Gra who holds that there's a din of pili even by raw meat. And it's not adequate to rinse off the meat. The question is how we paskin in such a halacha lemaisa, in such a complicated issue. Very, very hard. But the lemaisa, the Ramah says, perhaps says meruba, to rely on the mechaber. The Ramah says to rely on the mechaber. The Chavis Das writes that we could add to that the suffix, if this whole Gemara's Chumra, which I read in the beginning, is only by salted things, like Kudach. And as I said, he calls the Shachof Hei Mesupik Bezeh. So therefore, if it's not salted, which is typically the case, and it's Efsir Meruba, we can rely on the Mechaber, and we could ignore the whole Chumra of the Koyim. That's what comes out from the Ramah. The Shach also appears to pass like the Ramah and the Chavis Das, and that's enough really to rely on by something that's be'etzem really in Issa D'Rabbanan.
What's a Hefsimurub?
At the moment at least. What?
What's a
Hefsimurub is the old question. Hefsimurub depends on the place and the time. For most of us, losing a piece of chicken is not a Hefsimurub, but if it's Erev Shabbos and it's your piece of cholent meat, and you don't have, otherwise you'll have a meatless cholent, God forbid. So, and you have guests too, so that's Essam Ruba. It depends on the person, it depends on the time. And different people are different. To me, cholent is meaningless. I personally, when I grew up, I did kibbut aveim every Shabbos. My father told me, a yid has to eat cholent. I ate two beans, why two and not one, I'm not sure. But I used to take two beans, I ate it, l'shem kibbut aveim, I ate two beans, and my father was happy as long as they ate tzami on Shabbos. It was good. My mother didn't care so much. But for some people, cholent appears to be a major issue. I don't know how people eat cholent. I see Thursday night, they eat cholent, they go to sleep on it. I don't know about Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos day. Well,
I'm
Chachmas Adam writes, Tzarech Ian, if we could be Mekel, like these Shitas. He says that he's not sure that it's Kedai to rely on the Kulis, if it has Bekoyim, even if it's cold, and even if it's raw. He said, Tzarech Ian Ila Hakel. I want to give you a little just interesting background to the Sefer Chachmas Adam. As you know, the author of the Chachmas Adam wrote first a Sefer Chayei Adam. Chayei Adam was written on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. There's little pieces of Yerideya like Hilchas Mezuzah mixed in, but both took place in the HaRachayim. And then later he wrote the Chachmas Adam. The Chayei Adam itself, it appears from the introduction, was a bit controversial, because the Chayei Adam, he writes in his introduction that people will say, I assume you know what he was talking about, that what's this fellow writing a sefer for? He's a businessman. Chayei Adam was a businessman. He had, I think, if I recall correctly, an iron smelting company. And he ran a business, and he wrote a sefer. So he writes in his introduction, such a Muslim, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my witness. There was never a moment that I was involved in business that I was not thinking and learning. That's what he writes. Now, perhaps predictably, ultimately his business failed. And Mipnei Chayser HaParnasa, he writes, the last decade or so of his life, he took a job as a dayan in Vilna. Now, when he wrote the Chayei Adam, he is in Vilna. The Chayei Adam said a hesped on the Gra, so he was the generation after the Gra. The Chayei Adam quotes the Gra, and as is the derech in learning, sometimes he passes like the Gra, sometimes he doesn't pass like the Gra, sometimes he has a kasha on the Gra. Kederech learning. He's with the Gra. Okay. So that's how he printed the Chayei Adam. In his introduction to Chachmas Adam, he writes, you may ask, why in Chayei Adam did I quote the Gra extensively? And in Chachmas Adam, I don't quote him once. He says, because of all the people in town, who when I quoted the Gra, and I had a kasha on him, so they made a whole tumult, and they call it apikursis, you know, it's like the Gra was the, in Vilna was the Gra, you know, he's the Gra everywhere, imagine in Vilna itself, right, after he passed away. Well, who does this fellow think he is, coming and asking kashas on the Gra, and paskening, I like the Gra. So he writes an interesting lashon. He says that I know that the Gra in Gan Eden is delighted when I quote him, and I ask kashas on him, and I'm a falpel on him. And if the Gra is going to ask why in the Chachmas Adam I didn't quote him, I'll send him to these guys. Because of them, no one's going to learn my sefer if I quote the Gra and I talk about a shita. So I'm not going to quote him, and you know the Gra will take it up with them. It's pretty much what he writes in the Hagdam. Here, he says Tzarechin if he could be makel against the Gra. He doesn't quote the Gra by name, but he says Tzarechin if he can be makel against the shita. He was in Vilna, and Vilna. The question is, if we have a Ramah, a Shach, and a Chavis Das, that are Mekel, Behefsed Beruba, and then we have the Chachmas Adam in Vilna saying, Tzarechinim Yesh Lahakol, whether that's really an even weight in Halacha, because even though the Chachmas Adam is pretty much the Pesach Acher in Yerideya, it's the Chumrah of the Gra, and you're talking a Pesach in Vilna who's not like the Chumrah of the Gra. It's like in Bnei Brak, the Chazayin, the Pasayin, the Chazayin. So, you know, it's one thing to be machmer like a Shita, and another thing to say that that the Velt would take on such a Chumrah. It's a difficult thing to do. The Aruch HaShulchan takes the middle Shita. He takes a Philip Epsom Meruva, though. He takes the Ramah Shita to be machmer on cooked things with Bekoyim, but not on raw things with Bekoyim. So, Halacha L'maisa, it's a little difficult to say. Typically, if someone calls a Rav that milk dripped onto chicken or meat that's cooked, I think the custom is, unless you can peel off the skin, the custom is to assume that cooked meat has pili, has bekoyim, with the exception of something like salami, which clearly doesn't. But otherwise, to assume that it has bekoyim, and to throw away the piece of meat on which the cold milk has dripped because of the bekoyim that are in it. And I think that chumra is the meaning of Rabbanim. We don't assume that's Efsa Meruba.
Even if the cooked meat is cold, right?
Good.
even if it's cold. That's right. To be mahmi, even if it's cold. There's a tshuva in the Har Tzvi, tshuva pei hei, who says that if you want, you really could be makel by basar oif, the Har Tzvi. He says basar oif is a trade derabbanan already, because basar oif, remember, is only basar b'chol v'derabbanan, and it's cold. So he says on the condition that you don't warm up the meat. If you're talking about cooked, a cooked piece of chicken. If you eat a cooked piece of chicken cold, he says to rely on the mechaber shita, that we're not chayshish for bakayim, we hold that you can rinse it off. He says that by chicken, which is a trade rabbanon, that a person could be makel like the shita of the mechaber, the most kulatika shita. And, either way, take it or leave it. The skin on the chicken is clearly has no bakayim, and if it's a small amount that just drips on the skin, you take off the skin and everything's fine. Yeah, okay, we passed it. Sleep their eyes. Okay, but cold is certainly the rabbanon. So you don't have to come on to sleep. See, it's cold, so it's certainly the rabbanon. Okay, we pass the food there, right?
So raw meat,
we would be machmir, because it has the koyim, we would be machmir. That's one drabbanan. That is the sheet of the gra, right? The sheet of the gra. Again, if it's hefsim meruba, even the chavis da is only nekel by hefsim meruba, and even the... Yeah. Okay, let's learn Sifches. And let me first learn Sifches, and I want to mention one brief thing. Ein basa b'chol of neso ayyadei melicha, ayyadei kovosh, ela b'achila avaloi b'hanol. Now this takes us back to Yisayin and Pezayin. That basa b'chol of derabbanon is not osir b'hanol. Basa b'chol of this, basa b'chol of derabbanon is not osir b'hanol, because the Rabbanu were not geyser Yisrael Bishli Yisrael Hana on Bas B'chav Rabbanu. Therefore, Ein Bas B'chav Nesa Adei Malicha a Kavush Ela Bachir Avalai B'Hana. There's one P.S. I just would like to add, which we have to come back to. Sli Roisayach is Beleya how much? Let's say, forgetting about Bas B'chav, let's say someone is roasting a chicken and something treif touches it. So we have a rule that cooking goes bekulai. Tzli, the expression we usually use is that it goes kedei netila. There are two expressions. Kedei klipa is a peel, the thinnest peel you could peel. Kedei netila is usually the width of an etzba. It's less than an inch that it goes in. It's a bit strange. The Gemara says kedei klipa. Now Bishlama, if you hold, is talking cold. So it's cold. It's a chumra. It's only kedei klipa. But if you hold like the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, of the Rashba and Rashi, it's talking hot, what's the expression kedei klipa? It should be kedei netila. Now the Rabbi Kiva Eger here is bothered by this. And it does seem that Chazal were a little loose in the language of klipa and netila in certain places. The Shachta, the Rabbi Kiva Eger does not have an answer. The one that starts the Betzli Reisech, Leisagi Bechabi Beklipa, Betzarch Netila, Kedin Sli. So he says he doesn't know why the Lashon Klipa is used instead of Lashon Netila. Now this is a point of confusion in a few places in Basa B'chalav, so we're going to have it yet in Tzadik Hey. I'm going to come back to it. All right, so let's just sum up. What was Tzadik Aleph? We're going to move on to Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Aleph, we've learned so far, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes, Tzadik, Tzadik Aleph. We have gone through the rules. Pei Zayin were the rules of what's Basa B'chalav. Peches and Petes were the small simonim about waiting 6 hours and about keeping it separate on the table. Tzadik was Kral, was the din of the udder, which was not Nogaya so much. And Tzadik Aleph, which you learned now, are basically still rules, but the earlier were rules of what is the definition of Basa B'chalav. Tzadik Aleph started with the definition of how Blias travel. We had the rules of Tatoi Govar, touching cold, Tatoi Govar, Malicha, and what we learned today. Now, the rule of accidents in the kitchen, the rules of accidents in the kitchen start with Tzadik Beis. What happens if this happened in the kitchen? Right, this spritz on that, you stuck this spoon into that. So that begins with Tzadik Beis. Just trying to set it up, because when we finish, to be able to look back and know which simon to look for, the whole learning of Yoredei is to know how to look things up. Nobody memorizes Yoredei a bang bang. The whole know Yoredei is to know where to look things up and how to read what it says. So Tzadik Av basically are rules of how Blias travel, and Tzadik Beis are kitchen accidents. And we're going to get to that, Yitzhak Hashem, next week.